Tuesday.
Not Tuesday, but.
Yeah.
What now?
Ja, net als lang het begin.
Ja.
Wel, het is niet lang.
Ja, hallo.
That's just some.
Oké.
I've made a presentation.
Right.
But I'll open it on the smart board. So we can all see it. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, I'm the grant manager, so I had to fill it in. Well, we're having a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. What the hell we do, so that's not very much fun. I'll show you the tools we have here, so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So, this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So, we want it to be original. So a nice new design. Trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern. And friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to have the right buttons in the right place, those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just a ballpoint. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try the white on the big white.
Yes.
Work.
Eraser. Kijk. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can. You can save a file, so if we draw, we have to save everything, don't throw anything away.
No.
Just, we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything, we just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want, it's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint, so.
It's gone.
All right, yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more a smart board. So, that's fantastic. Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So, we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So, I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast, but I don't know what I'm going to
Beastie
design. Oh, doesn't
I hope
matter.
it was part of the
Yeah.
assignment and not your I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just
enjoyment.
said it's not my idea, but I am great manager and officially this is my idea.
I understand. We're kinda losing time though.
Huh?
We're losing time.
Ah.
Yeah.
The first meeting is just a bit loose. Loosen up. Bit meeting each other and
Yeah.
nice
Yes.
I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is just
Don't count on it.
No. A few legs.
You have a guess?
Yes, guess.
A hippo.
Well, I should take it a hippo now.
I don't think it's a mouse or a rat.
No, I don't think so.
No. No, I know.
Well, what is it?
That's
I don't know how to
hedgehog.
spell it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
You're difficult English word. I didn't knew it myself when you wrote it.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Those kind of things. So we can just we're going back and now our initial designer can draw its
I invent
most
industrial
favorite
design.
animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what is it? Marketing designer.
I think resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruno.
It's Nijntje.
Nijntje, what kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It's starts with red.
It's a rabbit. Wow. Looks very nice, right?
Yes, it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
We want to erase it.
No.
Yeah.
Save it and start a new save it.
Yes.
These are
And
very
start a new
important.
black document.
These are very important documents, of course. These
Yeah, well, we have
They're
to save
saving.
everything. So
Right.
now next one
You go, man.
and then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different well, pen wipes, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So well, you should try it, but
I should have made mine a white rabbit.
well, you could have, but
he deliberately
It
draws
speaks for
an animal
itself.
we don't know the English word for.
What the
It looks like an
just a duck.
looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Peanut.
Yes.
Nice.
Big Bird.
Is
You're
the
standing in front of
It's
it. I can see
the plane?
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
Do we have to
circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just a bit childish, a bit
Do we have
Really shiny.
to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well, I save the document and then that. And then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will
Here
choose a new color and a new pen wipe. So
Why
we can
do
all
I have
see
to
it.
do the difficult task?
Now, well, first,
Ten.
yeah.
Yeah, it's all
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
And
color.
current color, and I a new one. You choose
I
a new
like
color.
they don't have pink.
Oh, crap.
I think this is
and a new pen wipe, also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line wipe, and you can choose
line
nice
width.
Width.
Width. 50. And eye control?
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy
kid. Hey, pussy.
Oh. The line width is too thick, but...
Well, then you change it. And erase things.
It's big.
It smiles nicely.
Super big.
Now I have to change the line. One. These are the whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow. Well, if this isn't obvious.
Well,
just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it. alright,
save. And start a new blank document.
Blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well, I feel comfortable
well
now.
It's
terrific.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
I feel
group spirit.
Yeah, that's it.
We have one big happy family now.
Something like that. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at €25 internationally. And so we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right,
and marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First, these about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. I guess presentation can wait. You can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about
it. No,
it's not my turn to talk about experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four. If you just have one,
it's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Okay.
On our corporate side, I saw a new DVD player we're going to produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can do your television and DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to settle for €50 million.
Yes, €50 million is our aim to profit.
So a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah. But the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's what
we do.
Numbers and with every culture and people in every culture and everything.
I'll make notes and then I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done. Just
I also think we should not have too many buttons.
That's right. You don't use the half of them. That's international.
Maybe you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and make the other buttons multi-functional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. and I think they do we even have more than just a DVD player. So we have other
we should make it compatible.
We also just released a TFT
yeah, so that's kind of standard
yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remotes already have some experience with remotes, so you can keep
most people
them.
Do
it
now.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't be.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
Well, it's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except
yeah.
if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah,
we
right.
need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah, because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give the nice design.
Mm.
Yeah, but
that's
different
than
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
Yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
Where you can make it triangle shaped. It's
not
very recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
Mm.
Yeah. We can use it as a game pad. One hand has the beer.
No, young people want something different.
Well,
yeah,
we already one of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah, but you still have to know it's a remote, not another.
Yeah.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can't remain in there because it's a long time we're on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have. Being tested out. So
the long box shape thing must be useful.
Yes.
Or else they would have been.
I mean, personally, I have a lot of remotes still at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have. And then the button
yeah,
that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. Yeah, you have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
think
the long box shape.
Why not?
It has to custom made for the hand. Yeah,
that's a fit. Those new DVD players
on
the market,
you
have
like
those.
This. And
you
can
make
the
no
shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at the new Philips, DVD players. The new remotes aren't box shaped.
No.
That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay,
what did you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end.
Yeah,
and
right.
But thinner
it
towards
fits
the other end.
Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round.
It has that
shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
but it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has
yeah.
a round form, but in the end, it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with. Convenient round shapes.
Right, maybe something
fit.
Like this, or
yeah.
And then
a
button here to switch
like
between different systems, like DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
to
possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
There has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe we should do it for.
Oh yeah.
I just think maybe we can just like on cell phones. That's.
Yeah.
You can put on them, so
that
you can customize your own remote with different colors or paint job.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials. Or
well
it's just about the first couple years now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets, etc. Yes.
I already thought about something that it's important to notate all the decisions that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room. So, it's a logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can still talk about the materials.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too
easy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
Mm. And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to, to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's
it's not that
the
in China it's
standard way.
Yeah.
Well, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah. But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
so we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all kinds of brands.
But actually, these are mostly made in China and that sort of thing.
Probably, yeah. China rules.
And, well, the user presses a button and with an infrared beam.
But
the signals, the
television
set, the point is pretty obvious.
Are going with the front is idea?
Well, I think we can look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use the front on it. You know? You can use the display.
Yes.
But you can. Mm-hmm.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
we make a problem with them, and it's a way to make them change.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra efforts.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah.
A simple color,
not
very flashy.
Well, it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver,
pink
blue, black and silver. So
standard. But people often don't like bright colors or something. You have to make it gray.
Well, young people.
Yeah. Then you can use front.
Yeah.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
If that's marketing research,
yeah,
you can ask.
I will investigate.
Yes. No, our user interface. You can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also the
like
look and feel of the remote, also my
What's the URL of the website?
I was wondering that too. You went to the company website.
Well, it's
just
it's the
Star
Trek.
Right. I didn't use it.
Finish meeting now!
All right. Well, we're going to back end.
It's great. Next meeting is
in 30 minutes, but I think you will be bored. To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop. it's half of the normal size.
All right.